Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 5. God as our sovereign potter, making us his vessels, his containers to contain him. Wednesday related verses. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 4. And you, though dead in your offenses and sins. Verse 4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Luke chapter 15, verses 20 through 24. And he rose up and came to his own father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion, and he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him affectionately. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, Bring out quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, slaughter it, and let us eat and be merry. Because this son of mine was dead and lives again, he was lost and has been found, and they began to be merry. Suggested reading. Mercy goes further than grace. God's love does not reach as far as his grace, and his grace does not reach as far as his mercy. If I am in a good condition, and my standing matches yours, and you give me a gift, that is grace. If I come to you as your dear friend, and you give me a gift, that is grace. However, if I am a poor, unclean beggar, unable to do anything for myself, and you give me a gift, that is mercy. This illustrates the fact that God's mercy is more far-reaching than his grace. According to our natural condition, we were far removed from God, totally unworthy of his grace. We were eligible only to receive his mercy. It is God's mercy that has reached us. None of us was in a condition that corresponded to grace. God's mercy has brought us into his grace. How we need to realize this and worship God for his mercy. Even now, after being saved and having shared in the riches of God's life, we still, in some ways, are in a condition that needs God's mercy to reach us. This is the reason Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says that first we need to obtain mercy, and then we can find grace for timely help. Oh, how much we need God's mercy! We should treasure his mercy as much as we appreciate his grace. It is always God's mercy that qualifies us to participate in his grace. In Romans chapter 9, verse 16, Paul says that it is not of the one who wills, nor of the one who runs, but of God, the one who shows mercy. Our concept is that the one who wills will gain what he wills to obtain, and that the one who runs will gain what he runs after. If this were the case, then God's selection would be according to our effort and labor. But it is not so. On the contrary, God's selection is of God who shows mercy. We do not need to will or to run, for God has mercy on us. If we know God's mercy, we shall not put our trust in our effort. Neither shall we be disappointed by our failures. The hope for our wretched condition is in God's mercy. Romans chapter 11, verse 32 says, "For God has shut up all in disobedience, that he might show mercy to all." Man's disobedience affords God's mercy an opportunity, and God's mercy brings man salvation. How marvelous is God's mercy! God's mercy and his grace are both the expression of his love. When we are in a pitiful condition, his mercy reaches us and brings us into a state where he is able to favor us with his grace. Luke chapter 15, verses 20 through 24 says that when the father saw the prodigal son returning, he had compassion on him. This is the deeper mercy, an expression of the Father's affectionate love. Then the Father clothed his son with the best robe and fed him with a fatted calf. This is grace, which also manifests the Father's love. God's mercy reaches further than his grace, bridging the gap between us and God's grace. Often, because of our pitiful condition, we need to receive mercy before we can find grace. We come to the throne of grace like beggars, in somewhat the same condition as was the prodigal son when he came to his father. A beggar, like the prodigal, needs mercy. When we come to the throne of grace, we may have the sense that we are pitiful and say, "Father, I am not worthy of anything." But the Father may say, "You are unworthy, but I am merciful. My mercy reaches you and qualifies you to receive my favor. My mercy brings me to you that I may clothe you with the best robe." God's mercy is always available to us.